Congress returned to work this week for what's expected to be a two-week work period before they close up business for 2016. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the items he expects Congress to address before the break.
The top item on the agenda to get completed by December 9th is a continuing resolution bill to fund the government into early next year, at which point they plan to try to complete the appropriations process when Congress is able to work with the new administration once they're in place. At this point, it looks like the continuing resolution will run from December until the end of April. And so that means a number of the industry's priorities that we're seeking to get addressed, including some increases in funding, will probably have to wait until the appropriations work is completed sometime next spring.
As we look ahead to next year, with the new Congress and new administration, there will be a number of new faces in both the House and Senate, including those from a number of the Cotton Belt districts and states.
At this point, there will be 15 new House members representing Cotton Belt districts and two new senators from Cotton Belt states. And that number may go up even further as we see members of Congress being picked to move into various positions within the new administration. If we look at the overall numbers, there's going to be over 50 new House members next Congress and at least seven new senators.
And when it comes to where Langley believes Congress will direct its attention next year,
some of the items that congressional leadership and the new administration have been discussed, their focus and agenda for next year, certainly includes some areas of significant interest to the cotton industry. One of those big ticket items is some type of tax reform. Another area is regulatory relief, which will be critically important to try to help us and others in agriculture deal with the onslaught of regulations and concerning provisions that have been coming out of EPA in recent years. So we're hopeful with the new start next year, the new Congress and administration, we'll be able to work together to try to roll back some of the most problematic regulations and hopefully prevent some of the others that are in the pipeline now from moving forward.